The fact that Canada has been ripping off the United States of America and hardworking Americans for decades. If you look at the rates of tariffs across the board that Canadians have been imposing on the American people and our workers here, it is egregious. In fact, I have a handy dandy chart here that shows not just Canada, but the rate of tariffs across the board. If you look at Canada, since you brought it up, American cheese and butter, nearly 300% tariff. You look at India, 150% tariff on American alcohol. You think that's helping Kentucky bourbon be exported into India? I don't think so. 100% tariff on agricultural products from India. Look at Japan, tariffing rice, 700%. President Trump believes in reciprocity, and it is about dang time that we have a president who actually looks out for the interests of American businesses and workers. And all he's asking for at the end of the day are fair and balanced trade practices, and unfortunately, Canada has not been treating very fairly at all over the past several decades. To the woman in the purple, because I saw you were making a face at my previous answer, so what's going on?
I have a couple of questions. At the core of pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses and elsewhere is a demand to end the war in Gaza, a goal that this administration actually supports and has pursued. So why has this not been acknowledged or highlighted even?
Because these colleges and these protests have again put out Hamas propaganda. The flyers that have been distributed call for violence. The flyers that have been distributed have the logo of an organization that has held Americans hostage, that murdered innocent babies, that murdered men, women, and children. They are a designated foreign terrorist organization, and we are not going to tolerate non-citizens, foreigners who come here on a visa, engaging in such behavior, siding with terrorists. And the Secretary of State reserves the authority to revoke the green card or the visa of an individual who serves as an it says right here, reasonable grounds to believe that the alien's presence or activities in the United States would have potentially serious adverse foreign policy consequences to the United States. And I think siding with Hamas makes that quite clear. Secretary Rubio exercised that authority, and we fully believe that we are going to move forward with more arrests, as President Trump previewed in his statement yesterday. Ed.
Yeah, thanks.
Go ahead.
So are there conversations between the administration and the Canadians going on over this tariff? Because the Ontario Premier says the next step is to cut off electricity to the U.S.
And the president put out a statement after seeing those comments and said that it would be there would be grave consequences imposed on Canada if they think about shutting off electricity for the United States of America and our citizens. And the president is also determined to ensure that we are depending on American electricity, not the electricity production of foreign nations, including our allies in Canada. As for conversations, there is continued correspondence between the president's team, particularly Secretary Lutnick, and the Canadians as well.
And in the market reaction, how do you sell to the American people then, after looking at what's happening in the markets this week, and say that the tariff policy long term is something good?
Well, just think about what the tariff policy long-term will do for our country. I think many of us probably grew up in small towns. I know at least I did, and the main street in my small town looks a heck of a lot worse than it probably did decades ago before I was alive. At least my parents and grandparents tell me so. And I know many Americans feel that same way. What the president envisions for this country is for the United States of America to be a manufacturing superpower, where there are American factories and businesses owned by Americans, producing goods that we are exporting to the rest of the world. Those revenues will stay here. It will increase wages for people here in our great country. It will ensure our national security, and it will boost the morale of the American people to have thriving industries again. Think about Detroit, Michigan. Think about North Carolina, as I mentioned, that used to have a thriving furniture industry that no longer exists because of the globalist trade policies of previous and past administrations. And the American people gave the president a tremendous opportunity to restore American greatness and restore our manufacturing dominance, and he's intent on doing just that. John.
Thanks, Caroline. Two questions for you. First, on the CR, you put up on the screen the president's message to Republicans to support this continuing resolution. Is there outreach to Democrats? Because what we've seen since the beginning of the fiscal year is that in order to get a continuing resolution, you need bipartisan support and you need compromise.
Well, right now, we are focused on House Republicans and on the House, because that's the first step, as you know, John. And so the president has engaged in correspondence with House Republicans, whipping votes and getting them to a yes, which I understand has been pretty successful this morning thus far. And so, again, the president is encouraging Republicans especially, but again, as I said, all members of Congress to vote to continue funding this government so we can continue the business of the American people, which elected President Trump to do.
And then on financial markets, we've seen this decline yesterday. We see it today as well. It seems that the read on the president's policies is one in which they do not have confidence in his trade tariffs policy. They do not have confidence in what the president said to Fox News over the weekend, that he didn't rule out the idea of a recession. What is your read in terms of the decline that we've seen over the last week and a half in financial markets?
Well, I think there's actually a lot of reason to be confident, and many people do feel confident. Just look at the nearly $2 trillion in private investment that this president has secured. Look at the comments made by the CEO of Apple, one of the biggest companies in this world, who said that he is bullish on the future of American innovation under the leadership of President Trump. Look at CEO confidence. According to the Conference Board measure of CEO confidence, in Q1 2025, under the leadership of this president, it jumped to its highest level in 3 years, from cautious optimism to confident optimism. If you, again, look at the $2 trillion in investments from some of the biggest companies in the world, look at the jobs report last Friday, as I also cited in my opening remarks. Fox Business reported that Trump sees a manufacturing boom in First Full's jobs report of his second term. Look at the auto jobs that have already poured back into America. We added 9,000 new auto jobs. Those are sticky jobs. Those are good paying jobs. That's 9,000 American families who will now be able to live the American dream because of the policies of this administration. You also look at small business optimism. The NFIB put out a report this morning. Small business optimism continues to be far higher than it ever was under the previous administration. There's a lot of reason to be optimistic. And again, the American people, CEOs and people on Wall Street and on Main Street should bet on this president. He is a deal maker, he is a businessman, and he's doing what's right for our country. He wants to restore wealth to the United States of America. Michael, good to see you.
Hey, Caroline, thank you. Two questions, if I may. Will the administration be providing any relief to states affected by the Ontario power tariff?
Well, the president has made it very clear that Canada would be very wise not to shut off electricity for the American people, and we hope that that does not happen. As for what would happen if that does take place, I'll leave it to the president to make those decisions.
And does President Trump share the Justice Department's concern over rising egg prices and possible collusion of Big Egg?
Well, we definitely do share the concerns of the American people when it comes to the price of eggs. However, good news, the average cost of a dozen eggs is actually down since Secretary Rawlins and President Trump announced their plan. It's down $1.85. So that's good news on the cost of eggs. And as we know, under the Biden administration, egg prices went up 22%. This is another example of an economic mess that President Trump inherited, and the Secretary of Agriculture and the President are focused on fixing it. Secretary Rawlins put out a four-point plan, to address this crisis, and she has been honest and realistic with the American people, as this administration always is. It will take about 3 to 6 months to get the egg supply back to where it should be, but she's focused, and this administration is focused on doing that every day. Karen.
Thanks, Caroline. Just back on the markets, you said that what we're seeing this week right now on Wall Street is a snapshot of a moment in time. But does the president think he bears any responsibility for the turmoil in the stock market this week?
Look, the president is unwavering in his commitment to restore American manufacturing and global dominance. And I think he doubled down on that this morning with his new statement and the tariffs that will be implemented tomorrow on steel and aluminum.
And he has said recently he's not looking at the market. He said you can't really watch the stock market. But all of the gains since Election Day have been erased in the S&P 500. At what point, how far do stocks have to fall before the president considers it a factor and changes course?
Again, as I just said, the president will look out for Wall Street and for Main Street just like he did in his first term. And people on Wall Street and Main Street should bet on this president. He's doing what's right for this country. Nick, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you, Caroline. So is the president prepared, like what we saw with Congresswoman Massey, to pressure other Republican lawmakers into supporting this continuing resolution?
Well, he is very much, as I said, engaged in this process. He's been making calls to lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and I think his statements against Congressman Massey speak for themselves. And I will let the president put out any additional statements if he chooses to, but he fully expects all House Republicans to vote for this continuing resolution.
And just to follow up, can we start to anticipate seeing more of the president weighing in on upcoming 2026 races like we saw this morning?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to speak about that from this podium. I would check in with our outside political team for guidance on future races and the president's involvement.